end.
Local independent print media is in danger of expiring. The Discorder needs your help. Friday, March 5th, CITR hosts a night at the Biltmore to raise funds for Discorder magazine. An all-star lineup of local acts have donated their time to the cause. Performers include Apollo Ghosts, Fine Mist, MT40, Coban, Fanshawe, and Boogie Monster, as well as a special DJ set by the Japan Droids and CITR DJs Cam Dales and Tyler Fedchuk. Amidst the entertainment will be prize giveaways and a silent auction with Wicked Swag. Keep local independent print media alive and kicking. Friday, March 5th at the Biltmore Cabaret, 395 Kingsway in Vancouver.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:33 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a noise here, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Meat reporting. Coming up in the next hour and a half, we're just going to let the things just fly off our shelves. We've got lots of new stuff, lots of old stuff. Dug through the vaults a little bit this morning and pulled out a few things I haven't played in a while. We got something, a great brand new comp here that we're going to start off with, and it's actually put out by Strut Records, or K7, sorry, and the electronic band Underworld, most known for their tune Born Slippy from the, of course, Trainspotting soundtrack, has put together a fairly interesting compilation of, I guess you'd call it, you know, prog, jazz, fusion, whatever you've got. It's got some Mahavishnu Orchestra on here, some Soft Machine, some Roxy music. But this one I listened to this morning and it blew my mind, and she's a genius. This is Mrs. Alice Coltrane.
emotional cup you under will persist in this rot. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Annoyz. You just heard an amalgamation of two bands that are going to be in Vancouver on separate dates. This is a fantastic compilation between Seattle's Kinski and Japan's Acid Mother's Temple. Kinski are going to be in town on April 6th at the Media Club, opening for the Retribution Gospel Choir, which features ex-members of Low, two sub-pop recording artists there. And then Acid Mothers are going to be in Vancouver again. They've been coming here almost annually now since, I think this will probably maybe their fifth or sixth time coming to town. They're going to be at the Biltmore Cabaret again, March 27th, 2010. And before that, we had some Alice Coltrane off of this great comp that just came out, Underworld versus the Mysterions on K7 Records, kind of a mixtape grab bag featuring a whole bunch of kind of fusion-y jazz kind of stuff. Journey in Sachi Dadana. Alice Coltrane there on Annoyz. We'll have more music after this.
The freshest acts in electronic entertainment are coming to Code Live. Three weekends, eight shows in Vancouver's newest multimedia concert space. Thursday, February 18th, Bell Orchestra, featuring members of Arcade Fire, light up the Center for Digital Media, three blocks east of the Main Street Science World SkyTrain station. Tickets $18. Call 1-800-TICKETS or tickets.com. Code, it's the Cultural Olympiad's digital edition. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/CODE.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And coming up in the next set, like my predecessor before me in Wednesday mornings, Mark Richardson, host of the incredible show Pop Drones, big show going on at the Anza Club Friday night. Personally, I am going to Laurie Anderson. I cannot wait to see her. I try to never miss her every time she comes to Vancouver. She never fails to captivate and mystify. But also the fact that her partner's in town as well. And I'm sure if you don't know, I'm talking about Mr. Lou Reed. And who knows? Maybe I'm not saying anything. I'm just excitedly hoping that something might happen between the two of them on stage. That'd be really cool. However, if you're not really into the whole Olympiad thing and stuff like that, you want to keep it local and also, you know, international, but keep it at a smaller venue. The Anza Club is hosting the Moon Duo, featuring members of Wooden Ships, Pacific City Nightlife Vision Band, and that features members of Skaters and Eat Skulls, Stellar Om Source from the Netherlands, and Magnetizing. That's going to be awesome. It's cheap. And more exciting news, April 27th, a band that I've played constantly since their debut album all the way back to 2001, 2002, I think, Sightings from New York City are going to be here in Vancouver April 27th. That's going to be something else. And what the hell, I might even dig out some Sightings and play that in honor of that news. But yeah, Mark already played the Moon Duo album. I'm going to play it too because took it home this weekend and was really, really enraptured with just the repetitiveness and the droniness of it. This is the first track off of their new album entitled Escape. This track is called Motorcycle. I Love You. We'll be right back.
before.
From Brooklyn, New York, that is Sightings, who just announced that they're going to be here in Vancouver April 27th, thanks to the great, prolific promoters at Twee Death Promotions, I guess. I don't know what moniker you want to stick at the end of it, but check out Twee Death for all of your experimental live music needs. And like I said, this Friday, the band you heard before that onslaught of noise, Moon Duo, are going to be here at the Anza Club. So no reason not to go out and also kind of avoid, well, I'm not going to say avoid all the free stuff, but, you know, if you want to get out and do something a little left of center during while the world's eyes are upon us, that's something to check out for sure. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here. Not much heard from these guys, sadly. In the last couple of years since this album came out, I've just visited their MySpace page. They say the long player is nearing completion. This is from San Francisco. This is the Lumerians.
Yeah.
Freshest Acts and Electronic Entertainment are coming to Code Live. 3 weekends, 8 shows in Vancouver's newest multimedia concert space. Friday, February 19th, European and Canadian dubstep pioneers Martin, 2562, Deadbeat, and more shake the Center for Digital Media, 3 blocks east of the Main Street Science World SkyTrain station. Tickets $22. Call 1-800-TICKETS or tickets.com. Code, it's the Cultural Olympiad's digital edition. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/CODE.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. Let's see what you went through there in the last 15 minutes. We started off there with the Lumerians from San Francisco, California. I'd really like to know what those guys are getting up to nowadays. They've only given us in tangible form the 4-song EP, 12-inch on vinyl only, limited edition of 500 copies only. Lots of promise on there. Corkscrew Trepidation is the name of the track you heard there. We had something newish by one of my favorites on the Bra Records label, Pterodactyl. World Wild is the name of the newer release, One With Everyone, you heard there. And then we finish off there with, I believe this is the first time I played this record, because their one before it I loved a lot. And this one, well, they're changing. It's proof that little snot-nosed hipsters can grow up. Time's New Viking, you heard in the last track there. Born Again Revisited, with the very, very, very cheekily named 211. Don't forget, Har. Available on Matador Records. Boy, howdy, it's been a while since I played this track, and it came to me in a dream last night. So you can blame my subconscious if you want to tune this out.
You've got to look into the light. We'll be right back.
Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. He's back after a long hiatus. Mr. Frank Rumbletone is back in Vancouver after doing his obligatory, I think he goes away for 2 months over the holidays, to his hometown of San Diego. And that is always profitable to not only him, but to us at CITR and you, the listener, because he does a whack load of record shopping and record scouring while he's down across the border. And he always brings back really fascinating stuff. Stay tuned. 3 o'clock. Rumbletone Radio Agogo will be live on the air at 3. However, before that, we've got the afternoon yak. We've got at 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority, your only source of environmental information, conservation information. There you go. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. Like I said, 3 to 5 is Rumbletone. 5 o'clock is the Arts Report with Tracy. 6 to 8 this week will be Sam Scotch's Hideaway. That is all Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis. With Val Cormier, 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City, with the lovely Caroline, and then 11 o'clock, The Best Thing on Radio, if you ask me, Hans Kloss, with Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. What did you just hear there? Well, a track I haven't played in, oh boy, a while. Not with good reason. It's a bit of a lengthy one, and it's a bit of an enduring listen, but it's worth the pain, if you ask me. Oneida. Off of their legendary Each One, Teach One record with the opening salvo on that, Sheets of Easter. If you've ever had the pleasure to witness them perform that tune live in its entirety, it is nothing short of orgasmic. And we're going to get into some even more harsher territory right now. We have a wonderful compilation on the amazing Hospital Productions label out of Brooklyn, New York. Double record, one 12-inch album, one 7-inch record, Various Alibis, Like a Frog in Winter. We're going to hear something off of the 7-inch. Three artists here, all clocking in at under 2 minutes. We're going to hear Age of Enlightenment, Mark Solotroff, and Whore Butcher. We'll be back to talk to you in a few minutes, and then we'll have something off of the Nurse List, as we always do. Short, sharp shock of bursts of extreme harsh noise for you there, thanks to the kind folks at Hospital Productions. Great new compilation comes out right now on vinyl, 1 12-inch record, 1 7-inch record. We heard side one of the 7-inch there. We heard Age of Enlightenment with Tracer Rounds' Strike Veiled Women. The very original titled Untitled by Mark Solotroff. And thirdly, we heard just heard there, One Step Away by Whore Butcher. The compilation is called Various Alibis, Like a Frog in Winter on Hospital Productions. And I'll give him a plug. I got that at Audio Pile. Great store. We're going to wrap up the show with a pretty lengthy piece by the incredibly underrated American composer Salvatore Martiriano. Salvatore Giovanni Martiriano was born January 12, 1927, passed away November 17, 1995. American composer of contemporary classical music and taught for many years at the University of Illinois, one of the forefathers of American electronic music, and he invented his own electronic musical instruments. We have here his classic LGA for gas-masked Politico helium bomb and two-channel tape. I was just surfing around on Discogs. The cheapest one of these goes for 75 euros right now, so you ain't going to hear this anywhere else, and that always makes me proud, and I'm happy to have it in my own record collection. Unfortunately, this record does start off with a bit of a warp, so there's some surface noise, but keep listening because it gets really interesting and ugly. We'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour.
now,
in a great civil war.
Can long endure.
Given their lives that nation might live.
Thank you.
gotcha, Sam. We cannot dedicate. We cannot consecrate. We cannot hallow this ground. The brave man living and dead. Who struggled here. Have consecrated it far above our full power to add or detract